This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 5th through the 9th. And so we go through the list with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. And here is the list. At number 10, usual sports talk radio stuff, which we can kind of move around because there are other things that are on this list that I'm sure all of us want to talk about. The situation with Ruth Bader Ginsburg is number 9. Sanctions against Iran, number 8. The continuing movement of the migrant caravan, number 7. Personality, who is, I don't know, who is Antifa? What is that?
Antifa.
Is that? Antifa.
I don't even know who that is.
It's a group of far-left protesters who go out. They're the ones that you see at rallies that are dressed in black. They many times are carrying sticks. They throw urine and balloons. They're really a charming bunch, and they found themselves stationed in front of Tucker Carlson's house, threatening his wife and his kids, and it's been quite the mess.
They're thugs.
But I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson, but has anybody got any privacy anymore, no matter what you do for a living?
The group put out a list of names that are people that should be harassed. So most of them are conservative commentators,
and guess where
a
that
lot
list
of Fox News personalities.
Guess where that list came from? Maxine
George
Waters.
Soros.
Oh.
Maxine Waters. So why can't there be a sort of turnaround is fair play? Why can't there be a
all of it should stop.
I mean,
if anybody on the right is harassing somebody on the left like this, it should stop. And this whole thing from the left where they say that the party of peace and getting along, meanwhile you've got these thugs, Antifa, out there in your name and you're letting it happen, is out of control. It's got to stop.
How much I pay attention to this, I didn't even know who they were.
I'm on the left, and I've never even heard of them. So
you've never heard of Antifa?
No, this is not something that, like, this is not endorsed by normal people on the left. Just like crazy people are not endorsed by normal people on the right.
But it's also not stopped. And you've got this Maxine Waters
stoking the waters. White supremacists, where are they being stopped either on the right? It's the same thing. That's an embarrassment to people who are conservatives. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
They're not being stopped.
And it's got to be stopped.
Pretty unhealthy. We got a pretty unhealthy crew here, both sides of this country. Wow. Number 5, the DACA ruling. Number 4, the deadly shooting at the bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Number 3, the news media all worked up about this guy Acosta's credentials being revoked at the White House. Number 2, Sessions resigns, and so what does that mean for the Mueller probe? And number 1, results of the midterm elections. I don't know, there's a lot of side stuff here about the acting attorney general. Number 2, Sessions resigning. So the fellow who has replaced him, at least for now, is Matthew Whitaker, attorney general, acting attorney general. But the real story here is who will replace Sessions. The rumor is on a number of people, including former governor of New Jersey, former attorney general.
He's on the list. Giuliani's being mentioned. Pam Bondi's being mentioned. I'm voting for Trey Gowdy if I get a vote, but that's just me. Lindsey Graham has been mentioned. I don't know that Lindsey Graham will be the choice, although I think he'd be very well qualified. I don't know that anybody has the stomach to go through a special election in the state of South Carolina to replace him in the Senate. So
exactly.
I just don't know how that will move his chances along. But I don't know. I think this story has become why Trump fired Jeff Sessions. People on the other side of the aisle from the Trump administration are saying, oh, Jeff Sessions, thinks he's the best guy on the planet when they were going nuts about the fact that Jeff Sessions was actually appointed this to this position. I don't know. I think that President Trump is not going to fire Robert Mueller. That's a lot of the speculation, that he wanted to fire Jeff Sessions so he could fire Robert Mueller. I would be surprised if that happens. But what I do think will happen is that Trump wants to do a major document dump. And I think that Jeff Sessions behind the scenes was preventing him from doing that by releasing documents in regards to not only the Russia investigation, but also into the surveillance by the Obama administration onto Trump administration officials. And I think he wants to dump those documents before Democrats take control in the House to try to avoid and snuff out some investigations. And I think that Matthew Whitaker won't stop him in that path. I think this is way more about declassification and less about obstructing Mueller's investigation.
Interesting.
What was Sessions' motivation for not wanting to do a document dump? I don't get that.
It was Rosenstein, actually, because remember, Jeff Sessions has recused himself from the Russia investigation, but that means that Rod Rosenstein is in charge of it. So what he's doing is moving Jeff Sessions out, bringing someone in as an interim person who's...
Why didn't he fire Rosenstein?
Well, what was Rosenstein? Okay, so if it wasn't Sessions then, so what's Rosenstein's reason for not wanting to do a document dump?
It's a really great question. It's one that Republicans have been asking, why he slow walks everything, but that's what he does.
He's protecting his people.
Well, what's he protecting, though? That's,
I guess that's what we find out if the document.
The question Victoria is asking is, what's he hiding?
Right.
What's being hidden?
Exactly.
And the document dump addresses that, doesn't it? If you dump all those documents, that means whatever is there becomes, the information is open season. It's open season on that info.
As an American, it disturbs me no end to have the government decide what is appropriate for me to see and what is not appropriate for me to see. As soon as something becomes not an extreme matter of national security, it should automatically be declassified. I don't care who is in charge, whether you're a Democrat, Republican. This has nothing to do with my politics. This is about being an American and having the government decide what secrets they can keep from me.
Okay.
No way.
So who's leading these protests to protect Mueller? Where is that? Who's in charge of that? Or who's, like, New York, Washington, Chicago, some other places, leaders? Some people are out there with the protests. Save Robert Mueller!
Save the investigation. Don't let the investigation just get kicked to the side. I guess that's what people
I think
do.
One of the biggest people saving Mueller is Trump, because Trump doesn't believe that there's anything there.
Wait a minute.
So he's like,
this
bring it on.
This has been going on for 2 years.
Right.
What in the name of
fired
God?
Him 2 years
if you
ago.
Can't fire, if you can't find anything by now... What are we doing paying this guy?
And that's going to be Matthew Whitaker's story is, like, listen, 2 years now, how much have we spent? And I'd love to know how much we've spent on this.
Well, last time I saw a figure, Richie, is it's approaching $250 million of taxpayer money. It is obsessive. It's
I just think it's funny that these people, it's funny how people
get $110 million the first year. I know
if that. Trump wanted to fire Mueller, wouldn't he have done it at the beginning before all of this information would have been leaked out or people would have been indicted, his cronies, as people like to say? I don't believe that Trump is going to fire him. I think he is smarter than that. I think he has become more politically wise than to fire Mueller. But I certainly think that Whitaker is going to try to say, look, you need to get this wrapped up. And from all reports, as of just a few days ago, it's seems that he's in the process, Robert Mueller, is in the process of finishing his written report. The president, I think, is going to be turning in written answers to some of Mueller's questions. So maybe this thing comes to an end by the end of the year. Okay. But, we said that last year.
It's not near that much.
All right.
It's like $20 million.
All right. I heard it was 10 times that. Anyway, there's all kinds of exaggerations all over the place. We want to talk about what happened in Thousand Oaks. That's number four with Jennifer in a matter of speaking, matter of moments here, 15 after the hour. You probably have really considered how you eat, and you want to eat well. But getting enough good fruits and vegetables, the organic kind of fruits and vegetables, into your diet every day is a hard thing to do. That's why it's really cool that I can tell you about Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. They put in it powerful enzymes and probiotics, energizing herbs. This is a capsule. You can take it as a powder. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. 20 years ago, the leader of the band there, Dr. Dennis Black, put this together. He was suffering from cancer. He needed nutritional help, and he figured it out. and now he makes it available to you. Enough organic fruits and vegetables every day to keep your body and your immune system really healthy and running on all eight cylinders. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating well easy. I love knowing every time I take the Texas Superfood Complete Organic every morning, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and veggies. You too. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for the Texas Superfood Complete Organic line.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine wash and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
All right, number four this week, the shooting in California at the Thousand Oaks. I was going to say it was a bar, a theater. What actually was this?
It's a bar.
Yeah, it's a place I actually used to spend a lot of time in my 20s at Borderline. It makes it really close to home. It's a restaurant and a bar and a country line dancing place, and they'd have different kinds of music, but primarily country music. And in this community of Thousand Oaks, which is about 40 miles north of Los Angeles proper. So this is a community that's closer to like the Kardashians' house in Calabasas, if you see that on television, just north of that. And this is where 13 people died, 12 of them innocent. One of them, the gunman who shot himself after he entered the bar about 11:20 in the evening on Wednesday night and opened fire through a smoke grenade to try to cause chaos. And a lot of people were lucky to escape. Some of those people, including one of the victims, had also been through the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
Great. So they're having vigils and that sort of thing for them. This kind of thing, we talk about it and we talk about it and we talk about it and we talk about it. Nothing changes. Nothing gets done. So what are we, it's a news event. So we see one of these, the next day there's something else, it just goes on and on and on.
Until someone is brave enough to talk about mental illness and what we need to do, I don't know how these stories change.
Yeah, but the disturbing thing here is there were no obvious signs for this guy that I'm hearing about.
There actually were. There were a few. According to his neighbors, he attacked his track and field coach in high school. He went on to become a Marine. He saw some pretty horrendous things, apparently, according to his friends in Afghanistan. When he came back, and over the last several years, he wasn't talking to anybody but his mother, and he was living with her. And when he wasn't with her, he was practicing his line dancing in the garage. So the cops have been called on him a few times, but
21 after
nobody
the
held
hour.
Him.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to continue our focus on the Talkers Magazine charts with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review. One of the items here is a focus on Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what's going on with her since she was hospitalized as three fractured ribs fell down in her office. According to the court, she experienced discomfort after going home following the fall and then was admitted to George Washington University Hospital. She's 85.
Wow.
And subject of a lot of attention because she had a heart procedure, I think, 4 years ago. Right coronary artery was a problem. She had pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Not many people can say that about pancreatic cancer. Once you get told you better just figure 3-4 months and we'll all see you later when you get that. So she is a tough cookie. She's a daily trainer.
She works out daily. Has a trainer.
She works out. Yep, right. She underwent surgery for colon cancer too, Richie, back in 1999. Yeah. She says she wants to stay on the bench past the election of 2020.
Oh, I bet she does.
How about that?
Well, we were joking earlier this morning that some of the tweets have been hilarious in support of, you know, everyone calls her the notorious RBG.
Right.
And so some of the tweets are people wanting to donate their own ribs and donate organs. And then there was one that really cracked me up. And this one guy wants to start a GoFundMe account to buy a 20-foot roll of bubble wrap to wrap her in until for the next 5 years. So she'll live in a bubble.
There's no doubt.
It's amazing how much of a cultural icon she's become, and she doesn't even realize how. Like if you saw the RBG documentary, which is so entertaining and informative, and it's really incredible. It's so good, and her friendship with Antonin Scalia is adorable, and it's just really a wonderful bipartisan kind of feel good movie. It's incredible the stuff that she still does, and she just is really. Unaware, she didn't know that SNL has been parodying her for however many years. She didn't even know, and then they show it to her for the first time in the documentary, and it's hilarious. It's just she's such a character.
All right, one of the other side trips on this story is the whole problem of adults over the age of 65 falling, how many every year? One in four fall every year, according to the government. A study published found that most falls are preventable, noted that they not only result in severe injuries, one of the most common and costly health conditions. What happens when you're
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's age? Killed my friend's father last month, last year.
Yeah. When you fall down, a hip problem, ribs, whatever it is, you go to the hospital, 9 times out of 10 you get pneumonia and you die. It, for whatever the reason, this stuff all leads to getting pneumonia, especially with the ribs, because you can't breathe properly. You can't get the stuff out.
Painful injuries.
Ribs are awful.
Yeah. I had one broken, wrap you up, and you can't. They don't fix it. They just wrap you up.
Right.
And can't breathe.
You can't. No matter what you do, there's no relief.
Can't
and
get
she's
away.
Got three break? Fractured ribs, which is, you know, that's I've only had really bad bruised ribs, but and that was painful enough. But three fractured ribs.
So
I got kicked by a horse when I was a kid. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, but falling down, if a senior you're falling down, if your parent, if you fall down, go to the hospital, even
right
if
away.
You feel fine.
Get an X-ray.
My friend's dad fell down, hit his head, got up. I'm fine. Died 10 hours later in his sleep.
So
Don't mess around.
Go.
Yeah, get everything
like
when you fall down like that.
Ruth, RPG. She's like, I'm fine. I'm going home. She wasn't fine.
No, can only be tough so much of the time. All right, so that's the story on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Coming up, the migrants want buses. Let me hear this. It's 28 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Wildfires are raging along the West Coast. The Woolsey fires threatening parts of Ventura and Los Angeles counties and grew to 8,000 acres in about 13 hours. Ventura County Supervisor Linda Parks says people there are resilient despite back-to-back tragedies, the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks and now the fire.
This is a very stressful time. Many of our first responders haven't slept, and throughout the state of California there are fires, so there isn't as much support as we need. But we are resilient, and the most important thing is to be safe.
Tens of thousands of people are fleeing California fires. President Trump is in France to meet with world leaders before taking part in Armistice Day services on Remembrance Sunday. White House officials say the president will use the moment to underscore the essential role the United States played in restoring European peace and security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, as we pursue the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You'll find these stories and all the people lists of the things that have been on the top of the conversational heap for the week by the folks at Talkers, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, that sort of thing. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen, the list of stories. This fiasco, I guess is the word, this migrant caravan, these people coming up from Central America into Mexico. Now, they say they're tired of walking. They stopped in Mexico City. Rich, you may be the expert on this. You were in Mexico City this week. They say it's too cold and too dangerous to continue walking and hitchhiking, so now they want buses to bring them to the U.S. border. There we go. What did you see or hear while you were in Mexico City?
I saw margaritas by the pool is what I saw. I saw the beach.
That's what I'd be looking for, too.
I saw
the
a lot of nice
beach in Mexico
dinners.
City?
You were in
Playa, right?
Maya Riviera, yeah.
I thought you went to Mexico City.
No, Riviera Maya. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you don't have any credible information. What are the Mexicans saying about this, though?
You know, I'm so upset with myself. While we were there, we came to know a taxi driver, Jose, really well, and the guy was a great guy. And he's just kind of talking, and I totally didn't ask him about what he thinks about the caravan and coming through there. But
lost opportunity.
I will tell you what he did tell us, though, is just about the corruption. Uh-huh. Apparently, and he kind of told us, listen, if we get pulled over by the police, it's basically a shakedown, and we need to give them a little money, because otherwise we'll spend the afternoon in jail.
Great.
So Lovely. The corruption is, it's just, Central and South America, it's...
That's the way they live.
That's the way it is.
All right. So the continuing story and the, the outshoot of the focus on the migrants is the new rules to sharply limit migrant asylum. And the people who come here, I'm being harassed, I'm being threatened, my life's in danger, please give me political asylum, or whatever they say. What do they say when they come?
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much what they say, right? So... there's trying to change that. And then there's the continuing focus on the birthright. I don't know what, there's been a lot of talk about that, but what's the outgrowth of it? Is that thing going to change?
It'll take
not?
A little while, yeah, changing the 14th Amendment. It's,
yeah.
It, they will try and get some executive order through. It will get challenged. It will go through the courts. It will go out to the Supreme Court. And Trump will win. And that's why he waited to do this until after he got Kavanaugh in.
Mm-hmm. The situation with the midterm elections, let's spend some time on that. The Florida governor's race, recount. Are there any hanging chads was the question I asked earlier on. This is between Andrew Gillum, who's the Democrat, and Ron DeSantis, who's the Republican. The difference between the two of them is 0.47%.
Wow.
DeSantis is the lead in there, but that's not much of a lead. So what happens with a recount? Who knows? Didn't Gillum do some stupid stuff, though, that kind of shot himself in the foot? Do I remember
he
hearing something?
He didn't answer. There was some... He didn't answer. There was some scandal. I don't know if it was a scandal, but there was an investigation into, I think, his finances or something, and he sort of just refused to even answer questions about it. And that's, you just can't do that. In today's political climate, you can't say no comment and while you're running for office. It just doesn't happen.
You can't. Well, the Florida situation and what happens in our southeast is pretty disgraceful. Governor Rick Scott is running for the Senate. He says there was rampant fraud in the elections, especially the two counties on the East Coast, Broward and Palm Beach County, which always has a problem. The people who count the votes, I remember voting when I was a resident of Palm Beach, the people who were in charge of voting were likely not much further along than the eighth grade in terms of being able to count. Literally, they couldn't. And they were put there because they couldn't count, because they were told this is corruption central. This whole place, especially, I mean, you'd think in Palm Beach County where all the money is, Boca and Broward County also, that they'd have a clean slate. I guess you'd think that about what's going on with Kemp and Stacey Abrams up in Georgia. But here's this guy is as crooked as the day is long, it would seem. Kemp was the Secretary of State in charge of elections, so he resigns while the recount's going on. Meanwhile, he's overseeing election irregularities like you wouldn't believe. They couldn't plug in the voting machines, so they put batteries on them, and the batteries went dead in the middle of the election day. How the hell gets away with that in this day and age? You know, that kind of stuff. How obvious does it have to be? And yet everybody shrugs their shoulders, throws their hands up. Well, we don't know what to do. It's crooked. And it's been elections. Remember the Teapot Dome scandal? Anybody remember that era of politics?
Yes, I know of it, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, it basically highlighted what was going on. I've told this story on the air. My father, when he was a kid, grew up as an orphan in South Boston. The ward bosses, and this went on in Chicago, it went on in Washington, went on everywhere. So the ward bosses would come around, and he'd gather up all of his friends, and they'd give him $10 apiece. They'd give him 10 names of 10 dead people, and they'd send them to the 10 wards with the name of that person. They'd pay him $10 to go vote in that person's name, and that's how these guys won re-election. And that still goes on. That's what John Kennedy's father, old man Kennedy, that's what he did in Chicago. And Nixon knew it, and he didn't want to cause a constitutional crisis. Same thing happened in Florida when George Bush got elected. George Bush should never have been elected. That was the biggest, and it's back again to Florida. That's why I'm looking at these stories about fraud, the claims of fraud in Florida. They've always had, for decades, the most corrupt voting system there, and nobody does a damn thing about it. I don't understand why the voters roll over and play dead to that.
Yeah, and it's such a bizarre position for Governor Scott to take, because he's running for Senate and at the same time claiming corruption. But it's your state. You're the dude in charge. Mm-hmm. You're the top dog in the state. So if there's a lot of corruption going on, why aren't you dealing with it? It's on you. You know that old buck stops here thing. Well, it's on you.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, in this case, the local election people are they have. They're over in Florida, and it is Massachusetts that way too. The locals have, there's no state, they have a Secretary of State, but the Secretary of State only counts the ballots.
I mean, should the government be in control of this? Obviously, they cannot control
it. Private?
It's a question.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, should we privatize it? But then, you know, how do you not have corruption in something like this?
It's totally
I don't know the answer. I mean, if it's government controlled, there's going to be corruption. If there or just mismanagement. If it's privately controlled, you still have, you know, corruption that could be possible. Mm-hmm. How do you not have corruption in something like this?
It's breathtaking, or it takes your breath away, Richie, when you understand how bad the system is, how corrupt it is. It really is. It's a monstrous
between
problem.
Between stupidity and corruption.
Yeah, right. 43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The situation with those who are trying to lose weight and keep it off. It's one thing to go on a diet. It's one thing to eat specific foods. It's one thing to exercise for a while. One thing to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is you want to lose. But it's another thing to keep it off. That's the big problem. Most people can lose weight, but most people can't keep it off. And that's where Calitren comes in, Calotren. It's the healthiest choice for weight loss, all natural ingredients, mostly collagen, which is the number one protein that keeps your body muscular and strong. You need the healthy, lean muscle, and it's created out of collagen. That's why you got more muscle when you're younger. When you get old and flabby like Richie, you get, you know, you kind of lose your muscle tone. And it's time to get it back again. With Calitren, collagen number one ingredient. And by the way, the reason this works is because people can do it without having to do a lot of heavy lifting, and you have these four capsules every night. It when you lose the weight, you keep it where you want to by staying on the program for 3 or 4 months. Go to toploss.com for a special 10% off deal using the DJV code. That's DJV when you go to toploss.com. Check the box for DJV, 10% off. And if you buy more than 3 bottles of Calitren, you get the 4th one free. Proven effective at losing and maintaining weight. No adverse effects because it's all natural. Get Calitren at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories this week from number 10 to number 1, just to put them in order so that we have an actual reference point as we have our conversations here. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on in the National Football League, some hockey talk early in the season, basketball season underway. Number 9, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg ended up in the hospital this week has some people concerned. Number 8, sanctions against Iran. I don't know that anybody over here is concerned about it. I know the Iranians are concerned. What are they going to do about it is the question. The migrant caravan moving closer to the American border. Number 7, media personality Tucker Carlson is threatened. Number 6, the Trump DACA ruling. Number 5, the bar shoot up in California. Number 4, Acosta's news credentials being revoked by the White House. Jeff Sessions resigns. Number 2, and the midterm election results. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Calitren contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellotrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Kellotrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
On the people end of things at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Ruth Bader Ginsburg occupies the number 10 position this week on the countdown. Number 9, Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity is in the 8th position. Interesting, because those two guys both work at Fox News. Ian David Long is at 7. Jim Acosta, the news person trying to make a name for himself, number 6. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams trying to duke it out to the point of who's going to be the next governor of Georgia. Number 5, they're tied for that position. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, new Speaker of the House. Robert Mueller is number 3. Jeff Sessions, number 2. And the President Donald Trump, number 1, making himself, more visible. He's pretty visible, and pretty much people are at him one way or another. Interesting character, that Donald Trump. All right, so let's get back to our list, the stories, the elections. I always sort of try to lead here. Richie and Victoria have their own priorities, their own thoughts. The only thing that we haven't really covered here is the sanction list that's been put out. Iran says we're going to ignore it. Is it going to be effective this time?
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
We're going to ignore it.
Well,
classic
in a manner of speaking, the government there. The tricky part of this is that the people running the government now know they can't overplay their part, because the government there is pretty much as unpopular as our government is, or maybe government everywhere. The people coming up that are the millennial generation in Iran are very smart, very well educated, and fed up with the Ayatollah, and they also want to get along with their neighbors in the Middle East. They want to get along with America and the rest of the world. So they see this isolationism. And so the people who are running things have a fine line that they're trying to not cross. Even the Ayatollah is getting smart enough to figure out that he is not the most popular guy on the block. In the meantime, they're very nationalistic, like most countries are. We got to stand up for ourselves, those dirty Americans. Look what they're doing to us. Well,
Doug, 20 years ago, you and I were saying the internet. Once people can click a button and order a salad shooter, it changes their whole perspective on them. They can see what the rest of the world is doing and getting, and how the Americans, they can look at their phone and go, I want to live like that.
Yeah.
And that's to Doug's point. That's exactly how the young Iranians
right.
feel.
You right.
know, they embrace.
I don't want to live in the Stone Age. I want to live like
right.
that.
Yep.
Yeah. And they are living in the Stone. That's why they couldn't, they bottled it up as long as they could in China, and they couldn't bottle it up anymore. The young Chinese are upset about this trade stuff. They're upset about the leadership in China. Same thing. They don't want not to get along. They see the benefits from their parents of what's happened as things opened up.
Yep.
And they want it open.
Genie's out of the bottle, baby.
10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria and Richie.
The Talk Radio. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Remember our countdown of the top big stories from the world of technology this week at the hands of Victoria Keelan, who will go from number 5 to number 1. And we'll start, obviously, at 5 going down the list. Facebook has teamed up with Macy's. It's an interesting combo, Victoria.
Yeah, well, we're not at Thanksgiving yet, but there seems to be more of an emphasis on the holiday shopping season even earlier this year, I think, than last year. So Facebook is right on trend. They have teamed up with Macy's. They're launching a small number of pop-up shops around the U.S. They will open pop-ups with more than 100 brands in 9 different Macy's locations, so they'll be inside the stores. And the brands that they'll be selling are what they call the most loved brands on Instagram and Facebook. Now, I don't do any shopping on Facebook, so I don't even really use Facebook anymore, but I am on Instagram all day, every day, and I do know that Instagram shopping is a huge, huge thing. So if you are a big fan of Love Your Melon, which is an apparel line that is sold on Instagram, it also helps raise awareness and fights against pediatric cancers. That's one of the brands that's highlighted. Two Blind Brothers is a nonprofit clothing line that also donates all proceeds to blindness research. That's another one that they're putting a spotlight on. So it's kind of cool. You can do some retail therapy and you can do some good at the same time. The market at Macy's locations will be in New York City, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, San Antonio, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. And all of these shops are actually going to remain open through February. So you'll actually probably get some good sales after the holiday season's over.
So there's the story. Amazon up next.
This is another holiday story. Amazon's upping its holiday shopping game. They're offering free shipping with no minimum purchase to everyone. Now, in the past, this has only been exclusive to Prime members. And if you're not a Prime member, you have to spend a minimum of $25 in order to qualify for free shipping. So now they've taken those restrictions completely away. And so anything that you order from now through the holiday season, you will get free shipping on. And this is a direct response to Walmart and Target expanding their free two-day shipping options for millions of items that they're going to be selling starting this month. So the competition is good for the consumer.
All right, number 3 is a focus on Instacart. What is Instacart?
Instacart is a new grocery service. It's a grocery store app that is available now in 200 retailers all across the country. Wegmans, Aldi, Cub Foods, Food Lion, tons and Publix, lots of different really all over the map, really, for grocery stores. They have they've covered 70% of U.S. households with 300 retailers in all 50 states. And so what they do is you sign up for Instacart. It's an app. You pay $150 for the year for membership, and then you get free delivery. You check off everything you want from the grocery store, and it gets delivered. Their new addition to this is now they have grocery pickup service. So if you don't need the delivery or don't want the delivery aspect, you can still have someone else do all the shopping for you. You drive up to your favorite grocery store, food market, and pick up your stuff. It's going to be all ready for you. So it's they're expanding even more, and I'm sure we'll be seeing them going into Whole Foods at some point.
Ah, yes, there you go. Number two, earbuds. Listen up, not a pun intended here.
Yes. So earbuds, the little in-ear headphones, if those are the types that you're using, there's a good chance that it is ruining your hearing. They are designed to be positioned perfectly inside your ear. However, the size and shapes of everyone's ear canal is different. So men's are larger than women's. And so it turns out that ill-fitting earbuds are really sending a lot of people to the doctor with hearing loss. Once you have that hearing loss, there's nothing you can do about it. So one of the options, get custom-fitted earbuds. Lower your volume, or use over-the-ear headphones, which keeps the sound away directly from the ear canal, so that's actually better for you.
All right. And the number one item this week is the robocall mess that we find ourselves in this country.
Oh, yeah. This is probably, I think you can poll anybody across the country and say what's the number one biggest annoyance that you deal with on a daily basis, and it will be robocalls. So the FCC has now told phone companies they need to do more to fight robocalls and other spam phone calls, or else. Now, we don't know what the or else part is yet. However, the FCC chairman sent a letter to more than a dozen U.S. carriers this week telling them that they have to adopt a robust call authentication process to prevent illegal caller ID spoofing. Now, what that means essentially is when you get a number that looks like your number, but it's just a robocall, they want to crack down on those. 96 million robocalls have been made so far in just this year.
All right, there they are. Top five items trending the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for helping us out. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.